this is the demonstration of how to win somebody to the Lord, how to win somebody to Christ, how to properly evangelize. Now, this is just a demonstration. This is just, it's not actually like me winning somebody to Christ right now. It's just an example. So, just these verses are very helpful.
Hold up. Hey. Come out, my dogs are in the way.
I'm Alex Larson from Blank Baptist Church. Do you go to church around here?
No.
Are you a Christian?
Yeah.
If you were to die today, are you 100% sure that you go to heaven?
No.
No? Oh, can I take a few minutes just to show you how you can be 100% sure from the Bible?
Yeah, I got time.
All right. So, first of all, I'm going to go to Romans chapter 3. Verse 23, it says, "For all have sinned and come short of the glory of God." And then over in verse 10, it says, "As is written, there is none righteous, no, not one." It also says in Ecclesiastes 7:20, "There's not a just man upon the earth that doeth good and sinneth not." And then 1 John 1:8 says, "If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth is not in us." So the Bible makes it pretty clear that we're all sinners. Would you agree that you're a sinner? You've transgressed God's law before.
I guess so, yeah.
Yeah. And the Bible also teaches that there is a punishment for the fact that we're all sinners. It says in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death." Okay, so because we're all sinners, we all deserve death. And it even teaches later in the Bible in Revelation chapter 21, verse 8, "But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and murderers and whoremongers and sorcerers and idolaters and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." So not only is there just death, but there's the second death. That's hell, okay, the lake of fire, right? But thankfully, it says, in Romans 6:23, "For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord." So you said you're a Christian, right? So you know who Jesus is. It says in, right, you know about Jesus and his life. He is God in the flesh. He's the Son of God. He's perfectly sinless. He came in this world. He died for our sins. And he rose again from the dead. It says in Matthew chapter 1, verse 21, "And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." So that's the reason why Jesus came on this earth, to save us from our sins. It says in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, "But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." So he died for us. Now remember in Romans 6:23, I already read this, it says, "The gift of God is eternal life." Now it says in Ephesians chapter 2, it says, "For by grace are you saved through faith, and the not of yourselves is the gift of God." So there, it's called a gift again. "Not of works, lest any man should boast." Now in Acts chapter 16, it again teaches us how we are saved from our sins. It says, basically what happens in this chapter is Paul and Silas are in prison, and the jailer speaks to them and he asks them how you can be saved. It says in Acts chapter 16 verse 30, "And brought them out and said, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house." And then in Romans chapter 10, it says in verse 9, "That if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised from the dead, thou shalt be saved." So does it say you might be saved? No, it says thou shalt be saved, right? Now, going back to John, this is one of the most famous verses in the Bible. You may have heard it, John 3:16.
It
says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." Do you know what the word whosoever means?
Anybody?
Yeah, whoever. It's just an old way of saying whoever or anyone. So anyone who believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So that doesn't exclude anybody. So going back to where it says it's the gift of God, let me just give a little illustration to you. If I were to give this to you and say, "This is a gift from me," could I say, "This is a gift, but you need to mow my lawn"? Is it a gift?
No, that's not okay. A gift. The gift is free, right?
Yeah. What if I give this gift to you and I come back 3 days later and I say, "Hey, I want this back." Is it still a gift? No. That leads me to the next point. It says John chapter 3, verse 18. He that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, this verse gives two groups of people. The people who believe, and the people who believe not. But the people who believe not, it says, because he hath not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. Now, if they did believe at one time, then is it really, does it really make sense to say, because he hath not believed? If somebody doesn't believe now, have they ever believed, according to this verse?
No.
Exactly. So it also says, John chapter 10, Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So is there anybody who can cause you to lose your salvation? Is there anybody who can, once you have been saved, once you receive the gift, can you be taken away from God?
No.
Right. So, let me ask you a question just to make sure you've been following along. Do you have to do any... Well, what do you have to do in order to be saved? In order to receive salvation, according to the Bible?
Well, you gotta be a good person, right?
Well, no, because as I said before, it says in John chapter 3, verse 16, for God so loved the world... I already read this, but it says that whosoever believeth him should not perish. But what does believing have to do with being a good person? Let me ask you a question. Do you have to repent of your sins in order to be saved? Like, let's say you become, let's say you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and then a few years later you just decide to go back into sin. You start, maybe you rob a bank. Are you still saved? Or were you ever saved in the first place just because you committed this sin?
I guess if you repent, then yeah, right?
So are you saying that you have to repent of your sins, or in other words, turn from your sins in order to be saved? You have to do that. Yeah? Okay, yeah. Well, it says in going back to the book of Jonah. Hold on, it might take me a while. Okay, there it is. Jonah chapter 3, verse 10, it says, and God saw their works, that they turned from their evil ways. So turning from your evil way is a work in the eyes of God. And it does teach, as I've already shown, it does teach in throughout the Bible that we're not saved by works. It says in Romans chapter 3, verse 28, therefore we conclude that a man is justified by faith without the deeds of the law. So it's not by the deeds of the law, it's not by obeying God. It says in Romans 11:6, it teaches us there's a difference between grace and works. It says in Romans 11:6, and if by grace, then it is no more of works, otherwise grace is no more grace. But if it be of works, then it is no more grace, otherwise work is no more work. So there's a difference between grace and works. You can't have both, right? And just to kind of drill it in a little bit more, it says in Galatians chapter 5, verse 4, Christ has become of no effect unto you. Whosoever of you are justified by the law, ye are fallen from grace. So if you try to justify yourself by obeying God's commands, or in other words, by just not sinning, if you think that that is what's going to save you, then it says you're fallen from grace, meaning you can't receive grace because you're trying to justify yourself by the law and not by Christ. It teaches in the book of Titus, chapter 3, not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy, referring to Jesus, he saved us, by the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he shed on us abundantly through Jesus Christ our Savior, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. So, do you believe that... So what does the Bible say that you have to do to be saved?
Well, now I'm looking at it, I guess you don't really have to do any works yourself, but rather be saved by his grace and accepting the fact that you're a sinner.
Yeah. So faith, right? What you call faith alone.
Faith alone.
And is there anything you can do to lose that salvation?
No.
No? All right. And do you believe that Jesus Christ came down on this earth and he died for us?
Yes.
Do you believe that he rose from the dead?
Yes.
Do you believe that it's just by his work? He finished his work on the cross. His death is an atonement for our sins. So, you don't have to obey any commandment of God in order to go to heaven, right?
Yes.
And if you do some kind of sin or whatever, you're not going to go to hell, right?
Yeah.
All right. So it says in Romans chapter 10, for with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. So once you believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus Christ, what you have to do is to call on the name of the Lord. That's let me just read on, actually. How shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe on him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? But how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of them to preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not obeyed the gospel. For Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So that's what the job of people like me is to do, to preach the gospel and to get people saved. So do you believe on the... Do you put your full trust on the Lord Jesus Christ in order to save you?
Yeah.
All right. So we're going to tell God that that's what you believe. So if you don't mind, we can bow our heads, and I'll lead you in a prayer, and you can just pray in your heart, I guess. Or you can tell God, you can repeat and tell God that that's what you believe. So, Father, Lord in heaven, just follow along, I guess. Just say, tell God that that's what you believe. Call upon the name of the Lord. All right, so Father, Lord in heaven.
Father, Lord in heaven.
I admit that I'm a sinner.
I admit that I'm a sinner.
I admit that I have wronged you.
I admit that I have wronged you.
But I'm sorry, and I accept that your son, Jesus Christ...
But I am sorry and accept that your son, Jesus Christ...
came to save us, and that it is by our faith...
came to save us, and that it is by our faith...
and our trust in you...
and our trust in you...
to get us to heaven, to give us eternal life.
To get us to heaven and get us eternal life.
Thank you. I pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Thank you. I pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
All right, so you just got saved. So thank you. Now it says in just one last verse, I suppose. 1 John chapter 5. And this is the record that God hath given to us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that ye have eternal life, and ye may believe on the name of the Son of God. So, once we, remember at the beginning I asked you, are you absolutely sure? Do you know that you're going to heaven when you die? And you said no. Well, now you do know, because you understand that the Bible, the scripture teaches that Jesus Christ has given us eternal life. So, thank you for listening. I mean, if you want to come to my church, feel free any time. Now that you've been saved, now you just need to get baptized. But that's another video. That's another discussion.